chairs put up with a lot.
Okay.
You know, they're built. We put our asses on them. And then they just put out onto the curb. You know?
Those poor chairs. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I see the recording button.
Yes. How are you? You look different today. What's going on?
I don't know why I look different. I'm just thinking it's because I'm not wearing mascara.
Nope, it's not it. I've seen you without mascara.
Is it because I'm wearing not my black sweater that I always wear when we're podcasting?
I don't know what it is. Are you pinker than normal?
Oh, yes. I'm super dark.
Yeah.
I got a lot of sun over the weekend.
All right. Perhaps a burn?
Could that be
a burn I'm sensing?
I think what you're seeing in this lighting looks like a burn, but it's very brown.
It's very becoming, pink, really? Brown, or otherwise.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I needed it. I got some nice sun-kissed action this weekend.
Nice. Is that the only kind of action you got?
No. No. Although,
is this afterglow I'm also seeing a little bit of?
Possibly. But no, Ottawa was pretty drunk on his birthday. So, you know how that goes. It's either really, really good drunk sex or you're both just passing the fuck out and we both pass the fuck out.
Oh, drag.
Yeah. He got it in the morning, though. He had to have birthday sex.
Right.
Before the festivities began.
I don't know why people think if they get intoxicated or high that it's going to be better. There was a girl I dated before I was married, and obviously, and we were at a staff party for the radio station I worked at the time, and we were all at the Sheridan in Hamilton, and the station gave us a room, and it was awesome. And so we went down to the parking lot and we got crazy high, and we hadn't had sex. She had been like, no, I'm not, you know, ready. She had a boyfriend. I was the other guy. Right. So she was always like, nah, 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 nah. And then we finally get to this hotel room and we got crazy high. And she's like, I'm ready. And I'm like, I am too fucking high for this. And I passed out. I'm passing out, I'm hearing her say, no, why?
Well, that's the worst. No, don't do it now.
And checkout's always at like 11 a.m. And so I didn't get up till like 10:30 and it wasn't going to happen then. So I never did have relations with that particular girl because she, like I said, she had a boyfriend. And so I never really saw her again.
Do you get nervous having sex when you're high? Is that a thing?
No, I don't have sex when I'm high at all.
I feel like it's hard. It's like it feel you got to if you're in it and your mind doesn't wander like squirrel.
Right.
It can be really, really great. But otherwise, your mind goes other places. Like I have a million things to do.
Right.
It's not the best thing.
I can only imagine how bad it would be if you get the terrors. While you're having sex.
See, and get off me. I'm having a panic attack. Right. Yeah,
I think your vagina's biting me. Get off.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns out her vagina is actually biting you. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I don't get high really. So I, and you know.
Right. Yes. I know.
To be present.
Mm-hmm.
As it were. Speaking of having sex and consequences, congratulations to my dear friend, Colin, and his wife, who welcomed a baby girl into the world.
Aw, congratulations.
Colin is a
2 days ago.
2 days ago, yeah.
Wow, Colin, you're so grown up.
He is like a grown up, isn't he?
I remember when we used to just talk about Colin and he was just like that single dude. Look at him now, baby and married, all the things. Baby,
all in less than 6 months.
Wow.
It all came down very, very quickly.
But
you remember like, two weeks ago, maybe it was last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago where we ended the podcast and we were talking about, unsolicited advice.
Yes.
Yes. And we were saying how there are some, former programmers or bosses that we've had who feel like they, have a right or feel justified in telling us what they think about our podcast and how they can change it and what little things you can do to blah, 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 blah. And we were like, eh, fuck off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, that also applies to parenting.
Oh.
Parenting advice.
Mm.
So the day that Colin's wife went into labor, I went over there and I brought them some curry chicken and some roti because, you know, when a baby comes, it's tough to stop down and cook. So we gave them a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing there in his kitchen and I'm like, well, you know, the thing about fatherhood, it's going to make you a better man. And in the middle of me saying better man,
you're like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I think the UFC fights are on. And he went and he sat down and like he totally like just cut me off. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you don't want my advice. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't want my advice either if I didn't ask for it.
Right.
So, like, I think people like to be heard. People sure. just like to be heard. They just like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
No. So in that way, just, you know, if no matter what the topic, if the advice isn't solicited,
mm-hmm.
I just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that fully. I think people have experiences in life in order to pass down some of that knowledge.
Yeah, but he didn't ask. He didn't ask for the knowledge.
I know there's that whole, like, that's the right thing to do is wait for someone to ask. But we're human beings, man. Like, we get excited about shit and we just want to, like, hey, try this. You know, it's kind of in our fucking DNA. Like, my co-host Chris just had a baby too.
Yeah.
And every time we get on our work calls, like, everybody's got some baby advice, trying grape water.
Right.
And in the back of my mind, I'm kind of like rolling my eyes, like, okay, he's getting advice from every corner of the earth right now. Like,
yeah,
you know, but I also understand that it is just natural for us to want to share what's worked for us, you know, like we think that we have knowledge and it's not always good, but we think we do. So we want to tell people. I don't know.
This podcast.
Yeah. I don't think we have fucking knowledge.
No,
I just think we fuck around.
Do not subscribe to this podcast.
No. Knowledge. But I mean, I just think that's like in our DNA. We just do shit like that. And I'm on the other side of it too. I've been on the other side where I've gotten text messages and stuff from program directors.
Yeah.
And I actually had, which is very funny, and I cannot reveal obviously names, a bit of a moment with something that happened with, okay, how do I say this without revealing anything? Hold on.
Mm.
A friend handed in his demo in the world of radio.
It's like a resume, like an audio resume.
It's an audio resume, exactly. Yep. And of course, I'm on his resume, you know, because he's worked with me.
Right.
And
this isn't me.
It's not JJ, so you can figure all of that out. Anyway.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, it was recent.
Okay.
So he handed it in, and the program, he was asking for his work. Like about his work, nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And she said she gave him feedback about me.
Oh.
And it was Melanie should lean into being a woman more.
Oh, like, what the fuck does that mean?
Because I'm talking about being single all the time on the air and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, what? Like, whoa, what year is this? Hello?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Does it make me more of a woman if I got a fucking a boyfriend or a husband?
Wow.
I'm not woman enough because I'm single. Like, it was just wild to me and totally unsolicited. And he told me because he was shocked, you know,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
That was said. But I was like, I just sat there like I'm the most womanly woman ever. Like, you.
Yes.
But. Yes. And then that unsolicited advice sits with you.
Yeah.
So I think if it comes to, like, I don't know, maybe certain things that are just heavy like that, like look, I appreciate anybody's feedback when it comes to the podcast. JJ's a little bit different. He's like, nah, fuck, go fuck yourself. I appreciate feedback, but it's not going to change. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to do it. And this is our shit. So, you know, I've had other people say things to me who are in the industry about things on the podcast. And I'm like, I didn't really ask for you to critique me.
Yeah.
Every time, like, I don't really care what you have to say. So I just think it's different situations, right? Like, we have some uber sensitivities, our work, our career, you know, how we look, you know, maybe try losing weight. That would be a terrible fucking thing, you know? But little things like maybe try gripe water if the baby's stomach is hurting. It's just sweet little advice, you know what
right.
I mean? There's different things. Do you know what I'm saying? Or am I just rambling?
No, rambling. Well, there's a bit of rambling there, but I know what you're not to critique you.
You can critique me. It's fine. I welcome your criticism.
Here's the thing with, I feel like I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm known as a dad. That's kind of my thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Is being a dad, being a parent.
Yeah.
Is it not? Am I known for something else? Is Friday Junior the only thing I'm known for?
No, I would say that it's your nerd ways and being super fit and healthy.
Yeah.
And being a dad and how much you love your family. I think that those would be your three main things.
So being a family man is definitely in there. So I feel like in the last year, Colin has been observing kind of what I do. He's even taken our kids out, and we've talked about it in previous episodes, and he spent like whole afternoons, whole weekends almost with my kids. So I kind of felt like he was kind of shadowing kind of what we were doing. And then it would be okay for me to just, you know, offer up some unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
But I guess it really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I feel like if it's not asked for, just don't offer it.
It's hard to operate from that. I think it's just human.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I don't know. Maybe you're right, but I, and I think if someone can say, look, I'm not asking for advice.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for it. Like, because I mean, we've got like a therapist would say to me, and I've had this, like, you know, when someone approaches you or whatever, you can easily just say, you know, I'm not open to receiving that right now.
But you can say that therapy.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't want to receive. I don't want to be like that. You know, I just want to be like, I don't fucking care right now what you have to say. Like, we're being so careful, and it's getting to be so much, you know, I forget to be careful and I offer advice probably where I shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I see the benefits of being careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, Susie would say, you're too careful. That's why you don't have any friends.
You are so careful. I don't. She's right.
You know, I'm sure I've said this before, perhaps more than once, but, having friendships and relationships is effort. It's effort.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's effort and it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very selective when it comes to who I'm going to be friends with, who I'm going to invest in a relationship with. Honestly, I don't have time for anybody. I barely have time for you. God love you. But I got time for this with
Thanks
us.
For squeezing
right?
us in. We sure do appreciate it.
My point is that, if I sense any pushback or friction or, you know, I don't need the extra stress in my life of trying to force conversations. It's like, oh, if I cross the line, sorry, I'll just back the fuck up.
You think,
and then
I
back
much,
the fuck up. I back the fuck up to the point where it's like, well, he doesn't even call me anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that. And we're in really sensitive times. Everybody's like really, really sensitive right now.
Not that Chrissy Teigen.
Oof. No,
not sensitive at all. We'll get into that. Sorry. Finish your point.
No, I mean, that's really it. We're in super sensitive times. So I think that, we're all trying to be maybe a little too careful.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing, you know, just too careful. Not, I mean, obviously some things, see, I'm being careful now. Right. Some things obviously require that, but I mean, in our day to days, I know my girlfriend tells me that all the time. She messaged, cause I always say, like, I'll message her about something. We'll talk. And then an hour later, I'm like, you know, that's not what I really meant by that. Right. Like, I just want you to understand that I, you know, and she's like, yeah. Jesus Christ, you think too much. You know,
sorry, you'll call her and say that, or she'll call you.
No, I'll message her and say yeah. that. Like, I didn't mean it like that. Or I hope you don't feel like, and she's like, oh my God, you think too much. And I'm like, you're right. I do. Cause I'm like hyper aware right now of everything I'm saying, so much so that it's difficult to speak sometimes. So I'm feeling like JJ a little bit, you know, where I'm.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm wondering, yeah. have I rubbed off on you? Because I will call people, a few friends I know. Have, and I'll be like, yeah, it may have come off, blah, blah, blah. And you know, going back to being high, I blame having gotten high a lot mm-hmm. in the 90s to this mm-hmm. because for whatever reason, I've created patterns in my head where I'll go off on these sort of, yeah, but what if they're seeing it from this way and this mm-hmm. way and this way? Whereas before I'd be like, here's the thing I have to say, blammo, right. Take it as it is. But now I'm like, but what if it's not being received? There's a number of ways it's being received. So then I feel responsible to cover the bases of how it's received. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't mean this. I meant this exactly.
Sure.
But like I said, even
dude, I'm the same.
That is a lot of effort. So yeah, I'd rather just not say anything.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's no way to live either.
I know.
Gotta say
everybody shit. I get the dysfunction of this. I get how fucked up it is, and maybe I need help. Maybe I need therapy. I don't know.
Yeah, who doesn't need therapy? Yeah, that's true. Jesus Christ. We oh my God. You know, I had a sensitive moment on the air yesterday working the show out here. I did the exact same thing. I came home and I was fucking spinning about what I said on the air. We were talking about the cancellation of Canada Day.
Right.
And my co-host had said, I thought he was very profound in what he said, and I agreed with him. And, you know, where I stand is, I kind of felt like a little shocked at the beginning too, but really felt like, I think we can use this as a teachable moment, which is, you know, the phrase of the times, rather than just canceling all celebrations, maybe we can choose to use most of those virtual celebrations to teach people what they don't know. Because like, I think it was 2/3 of Canadians don't know about the residential schools.
Yeah.
2/3 of
Canadians. I was never taught anything. I was in my adulthood. I learned about it.
Crazy.
I never taught anything in school.
I only know school.
So I'm sure they weren't trying to, you know.
Exactly. I was raised Catholic, you know, I mean, I know, but, you know, it still shocks me that it's 2/3 of Canadians that didn't know. So I was like, well, maybe this is a great opportunity, for this to be a teachable moment, like a teachable day during those virtual, celebrations. Let's, you know, something other than, hey, red and white flag, you know, like let's do something important.
Yep.
But I went home and I was spinning about it and I was like, that's actually not how I feel though. So I went back to work today and I went back on the air and I was like, I didn't say anything wrong, but it really wasn't how I felt. I feel like it's the very least thing, the very least we can do.
Oh, so you double down.
Yeah. Like, right. I mean, cancel it. It's fine. Like it, I don't even feel like we should say it's fine or it's not fine. I mean, it's what's happening. And one day to remember, to, you know, commemorate, to reflect and honor the lives lost. One day, one Canada Day, we're fighting that. Why are we fighting that? Like, that's what was resonating with me when I came home. Like, how dare you even have a moment of fighting that because it's your beloved Canada Day? What the fuck? Like, this is a stolen day, you know? And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to get all, but those were the things that were just, you know, and on my mind, and it was kind of triggered too. We got some angry emails from people who are like, no fucking canceling Canada Day.
Right.
You know, and I was just like, I can't believe that we're even questioning whether we should, you know, it's such a simple thing. It's the bare minimum, bare minimum.
here's the thing, and I agree with you 100%, 110% even. I tweeted Cancel Canada Day.
Mm-hmm.
And just the hashtag Cancel Canada Day, which to me was like, nothing, just flip mm-hmm. it out there. And within an hour, I got a lot of messages like, my grandfather died in the war for this country. I'll be goddamned if I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. And yeah. just like, and stuff like that. And I just think that going back to your initial suggestion, I think that people don't know. They don't know. And in that way, they can't relate.
Yeah.
And I think that the indigenous people of Turtle Island have been so foreign to the people of Canada that there's a disconnect. It's almost like watching something totally. Unfold in some other country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, or even like in a movie, it's like, yeah, it has never affected me. I don't know any indigenous folks. I don't, yeah. you know, and so there's a lack of empathy, perhaps a being incapable of even fathoming, you know, mm-hmm. like you don't come across somebody whose culture has been the victim of attempted genocide. That's not somebody yeah. You just happen across on a regular basis mm-hmm. in your family. It's likely that you don't have that in your history.
Yeah.
You know? No, sure. So it's very difficult to, and this is me by no means giving anybody a pass to it. But when I tweeted what I tweeted, which again was just a hashtag, the flood of ignorance and anger that came yeah. back at me, like bam, Martin, instantly within an
yeah.
hour
yeah.
was like, holy, I deleted it just because the amount of venom that was coming at me. I feel, you know, and now that we're talking about it, I kind of feel cowardly for deleting mm-hmm. it. I do. Yeah.
Which is exactly what I felt like when I went home. Mm. That's the right word for it, because I felt like it was what I wanted to say, but I was dancing so carefully, you know, so as not to offend anybody who wants to celebrate Canada Day. And, you know, we raise the flag and fuck, I love my country too. God, I love Canada. You know, there's so many wonderful things here, but there's yeah. so much horrific history.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
You can't, one of the emails said, well, you just move forward, you know, that whole thing. And I'm like, I can't have this conversation.
That statement is a statement of privilege, because
it is.
If you are indigenous, yeah. you have been unable to move forward. If your yes. people were wiped out, if your language, your culture,
mm-hmm.
your ancestors have been annihilated
mm-hmm.
and are lost, you can't move forward. And mm-hmm. if you, and I mean, I even have difficult, I'm saying these words and I have a difficult time even like connecting it all in my head, because it's also, you know, foreign to me. So mm-hmm. I just think, yeah, there needs to be a Canada Day needs to be a time of, yeah, like reflection, learning. I think mm-hmm. I think that the school curriculum needs to be altered so that this is part of it. I mean, there needs yeah. to be an honest retelling of Canada. History.
Yeah,
there really does. And that needs yeah. to change now.
You know, and it's funny too. We got a call from a guy today who he's an older gentleman, you know, probably, you know, my dad's age.
Mm.
And, you know, just, he was like he said, I can't remember how he said it exactly, but it was, I had a little bit of, I don't know, maybe empathy, I guess. He was like, I don't know. I didn't learn all these things, man. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what words I'm allowed to use anymore. It's like, yeah. I live two different lives. I live the way we used to live and the way we got to live now. And this yeah. is how he's talking, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to adjust, man, but I don't know. Like, it's all confusing, you know? And he's like, sometimes I say the wrong words, 'cause that's what we said all our lives.
Mm.
And he, you know, he could see he's like trying to stay open as an older man who's stuck in his ways. And this is just how it was. And he's trying to stay open, but he's confused, you know? So for him, it's like, why would you want to take away Canada Day? Right. But it's not taking away a day. It's using it as education and remembering and honoring all of those lives and the lies. And I mean, we could go on and on, but that's really what it's about. And these voices have always been there. It's just, no one's ever listening. No one is ever listening.
Yeah.
How long?
To those voices especially.
Yes. Those voices come on.
I like this time to when you upgrade your iPhone from iOS 13 to iOS 14. And you're like, oh, it'll just be a smooth transition. This is how my phone is going to do things now. But then, yeah, upload the new version and there's all these bugs and kinks and like, and we're in that kind of juddery learning stage, and we're adapting, and that's where we are. And I don't think in recent history there's ever been a time where it has been such an abrupt change, and we've been required to change our way of thinking and change our way of acting and acknowledge all points of view of history, and instead of just like one white male narrative that has been dictating everything, there are other points of view, you know, and
And I think people too, the other thing is people are getting frustrated with cancel culture. And I mean, it's that stupid term, cancel culture. You know, and so everyone is like, now because of all the little cancellations and all the little minute things that didn't need to be canceled or didn't need so much. I said this to you how many times? We do not need to be outraged by this peach. You know, it's fine. It's not the perfect peach, but it's fine. Leave the peach. Like, we're getting outraged over stupid shit. So when it comes to the big stuff, people are exhausted now of it. And they're just, they don't even want to hear it. They're just like raging, pushing back because they're sick of quote cancel culture. Right. That's part of the big issue here too. Like, no one wants to hear it.
Right. So I would not frame this in a cancel culture context. I'd frame it in an evolutionary context.
Yeah.
We need to
evolve. We needed to change
We are evolving. We are evolving. And you know, with such a quick evolution, there's going to be people who are left like really fucking confused. And there are. And much like the person who called your show that you were just talking about, they're gonna be confused, but I appreciate that they're at least trying. Their world has been rocked, and they're at least trying. And I think that they'll come out the other end of this, and God willing, we all will come out in a place where it's better for everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
but especially those who have been marginalized.
Like, if you, like, I understand, like I'm saying, you know, these words, and still in my head, I'm angry though. I'm like, I understand that he's confused, but it's like, well, it's whatever.
You're a grown up.
Your issue is so small compared to, you know, what's being asked of you one simple day. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of cancellation culture, this whole Chrissy Teigen thing, did you hear now that she wants to, get on Oprah to do a tell all? She wants to do an interview.
Yeah. I heard that. For those that don't know what's going on, Chrissy Teigen, of course, is, she's a
model, actress.
She's one of them shows, those Got Talent shows. Anyway, also John Legend's wife.
Yeah.
Not that she's defined by who she's married to.
No, she was a model and all that.
As a point of reference.
Yeah.
So apparently she has a past of really bullying people on Twitter.
Oof.
Like really like wishing people would go kill themselves. Like all the stuff that you're like, wow.
Yikes.
You teach your kids to, don't say this mean shit.
Yeah.
She was totally doing, as an adult, totally saying that mean shit to other people. People who are like vulnerable.
Yeah. Courtney Sutton.
Yeah.
Was one of them.
Yeah. So
she was the one who first came out. Courtney Sutton was back in the day married to Hutchinson or whatever his name was, that old man.
Older guy, yeah.
We were talking about it on the radio at the time, and it's just like, man, I remember saying, get this girl some help. Like, someone needs help. He's an old man.
Yeah.
How is he marrying her?
And so Chrissy Teigen was telling her she should go kill herself.
Right.
So brutal. Anyway, so then other, I guess, people started coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, she was doing that shit to me too. And using her platform to bully and whatnot. So anyway, Chrissy Teigen's been on an apology tour for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she always came off as like really nice and sweet and, you know, like a nice mom and, you know, these things, like, but very outspoken and, you know, I don't know. She came off strong to me and like, she had a good sense of humor and she, you know, together. And it's funny how that works. The people that you think are like super together are actually not always as together as they, they would have you believe on their social media platform.
She came off as a narcissist to me. Like, did totally from get go. I was like, I just, I don't know enough about her.
I know the memes. That's about it.
Yeah. Right. No, I've always kind of felt like that. She's like funny. I got that whole thing, but I don't know. I just, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Vulnerability is the new fake news. The fake amount of vulnerability that is out there to just get you to sympathize with people so that, oh, look how real she's being. And she's so real. I love her. You know, no, it's just, I see right through that shit. It's just as bad as fucking Ben Affleck and J-Lo again. Like, we don't want anybody to see us kissing. Oh, yes, you do. Stop it. Okay.
Are they kissing now?
Yes. They had their first public kiss. So, it was public, obviously. Like, they want you to see. Come on.
Yeah.
What I don't get with Chrissy Teigen is, so she comes back with this apology and she has to do double the apology because the first one wasn't good enough. Then she comes back and she tries again. And then that one's not good enough because now some designer comes out and he's like, she crushed my career, blah, blah, blah. As she's trying to do the second apology. And then some other girl comes out and says that she did something to her too, and she still hasn't apologized. Then someone else comes out and says, yeah, but the designer, he was an asshole. Like, he treated me like shit. So it's just as like Leona Lewis did. She said, oh, he made me feel like I was overweight. And then it's such a weird circle. And all I keep thinking, I'm watching all this go down and I'm thinking, this is out of control. All this is out of control. This is like being in the high school or grade school in my case, you know, bullied all around.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen's doing the bullying. Now she's getting bullied. It's just kind of all of that thing. Why don't you take your money and run? You have made millions of dollars, Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
This is like, you've made she's got shit ton of money. She's got a wonderful family. She said her apologies, whether they were genuine or not, but thinks that she still wants to be, you know, like, I'm so sorry, but she's not actually sorry. She just wants you to forgive her.
She's caught.
Like, that's all it is. Yeah. She just wants you to forgive her. It's not about like, I'm sure she's genuinely sorry for some parts, probably. But I'm like, if you're really sorry, say you're sorry and just go away.
Yeah.
Why do you just think about it, JJ? You have all this money in the world.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful family. You fucked up. You said some shitty things. It comes back to haunt you. I would be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Let me go back into the fucking wall under the rug I came from. Mm-hmm. I'm going to disappear and I'm going to go enjoy my life.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Like, she doesn't have to be out there anymore. But this is exactly it. Her narcissistic ways are making her stay in the spot. She's still like wanting to do an interview with Oprah is because she still wants to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Why?
You're daggum right. Why?
Who cares? Go.
Get off social media.
Yes. Get out.
Do social media a favor and get out. You're not good at it. You're mean on it. Now everybody's hip to you. So everything you've posted in the past on Instagram and everything, everyone's like, yeah, you're misrepresenting there. So just get off, back the fuck up.
She needs
Wonder Woman. Same thing. Just back, just get off. You don't need it. All these celebrities.
Well, and I think like for Chrissy Teigen, she wants more jobs and stuff, but I'm like, you have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You don't even need more jobs. You don't need more jobs. Go retire somewhere and live a beautiful, happy life with your children.
Yes.
Like, I'd be like, okay, bye, bitches.
Yeah.
I'm gone. You know, it's fine. Like, I don't understand the fascination with needing to stay like that. You know, like, God, if you gave me a couple million right now, I don't think you'd hear from me ever again. I would disappear to a corner of the earth, and I'd be like with dogs, and you would never know where I am.
I think you do it for a few hundred thousand, to be honest with you.
Matt, probably. I might.
You want me to be off Twitter?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No problem.
If I can make it, I will do it.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
I feel you. There needs to be just celebrities. If we're going to cancel anything, cancel Twitter. Just get off of Twitter.
It is a shit hole.
Yeah. I've said it a million times.
Yeah.
Toilet.
It is.
Get off. Nothing good can come. Nothing good is coming of Twitter. Not at all.
No.
It's bad. Bad, bad, not good.
Bad, bad, not good.
That's how I see it, man. Call him how I see him. Even myself.
I think that people use it for business, though. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you got to still use it.
We're talking
about this all the time, everyone. Like, you got to use it for business. It's part of it.
Yeah. Is it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need it for business?
I think so.
What did we do before Twitter?
Wow.
Phone book. Bring back the phone book. Bring back the phone
My book. Mom still has a phone book.
Fucking A for your mom.
She still uses the phone book.
Yes.
I was at her house not too long ago and we were ordering like Chinese food or something like that. And she was like, I was like, hey, mom, what do you want? And I'm like, I'm on Uber Eats. And I'm like,
of course,
10 Chinese restaurants in, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like,
flipping through the phone book.
I found it. Like, and she's like doing the little finger down the page.
Oh, man.
Jade Garden. And I'm like, mom, I've already done ordered. It's on its way. She's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe you still actually use the phone book. Like,
so the phone
even
book
get them delivered anymore?
The
Who
phone book for some of our younger listeners is this huge book of all the phone numbers of everybody's phone number, all the businesses' phone numbers, and it's all alphabetized.
Yeah.
And in some respects, it's categorized. Like if you there's like a restaurant.
There's no fucking chance that we have a listener that doesn't know what a fucking phone book is.
You would be surprised. I've seen recent videos where there are kids in college who are handed can openers and they don't fucking know how to use them. There's also videos of
what
kids,
do you use instead of a can opener?
Like a manual handheld crank can opener.
Oh,
they've been using the magnet thing ones.
Right.
There's also ones videos of kids in high school who have fruits and different vegetables, squashes and things of that nature in front of them, and they have no fucking idea what they are. A squash, no idea.
Wait, why?
Yeah. Because they just, it's just not, I don't know.
Because they're always eating fast food?
I don't, it's the times we're living in. It's crazy fucking times we're living in, man.
Pre-made, ready-made food? They don't see the actual vegetable?
I suppose.
Wow,
I don't
that's
know.
Strange. I'm surprised.
It is strange. So all that to say, there's a lot of old-timey things like fruits and vegetables.
When did fruits and vegetables become old-timey?
Vegetables? What did you say?
yeah, vegetables.
I don't know. For some people, I guess vegetables aren't a thing. There's all these like hide the vegetables recipe books.
Look, here's the reality in my world. Vegetables are not a thing in my world. Like,
yeah.
To be honest, Ottawa's constantly like, can you just eat a vegetable? Like, just try, Melanie. He'll be like, what did you have for dinner? I'm like, Chicago mix popcorn.
Oh, like, fuck.
And he's like, oh my God, can you just put something healthy in your body, please? So it's not a thing in my world, but I know what they are. Like, that's just absurd.
You can identify them.
We in a lineup, I can figure out what the potato is.
We should do a video. Martin tries to identify fruits and vegetables.
I could totally.
Speaking of healthy living.
Yes.
I have abandoned FitDad 416.
Again.
It's still there.
Oh my God. You're so back and forth with this. You're like all my relationships. You're friggin' in your Instagram.
But I have a new Instagram page.
Another one?
Yes. Yet another one.
Oh, Lord. Okay. What is it?
It's called curb chairs.
What?
Curb chairs.
What's curb chairs?
Well, I take pictures of all the chairs that I see sitting out in front of people's houses on the curb. It's called curb chairs. I don't have any followers yet, but I have a number of pictures. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up right freaking now. Wait a minute.
Curb chairs. I've just noticed in my neighborhood, at least, and the neighborhoods around my neighborhood, people put out a lot of furniture.
They do.
On the curb.
Curb.
And I'm like, oh, man, some of this stuff is like, they're like really good chairs, like perfect chairs. People are just getting rid of.
Yeah.
So I decided to make an Instagram page because, you know, chairs put up with a lot.
Okay.
You know, they're built. We put our asses on them. And then they just put out onto the curb. You know?
Those poor chairs.
I feel bad for chairs, especially when they're like really nice chairs.
Yeah, you got some nice ones in there. I found it. I started following you.
You did? You're my first. Are you my first?
Wow. You got first follower. I could use that purple chair.
Yes.
You know, it's a good outdoor chair.
There's some very nice chairs in that.
Yeah.
On my page.
This could turn into some money for you.
It could. There's somebody else has sad chairs and they seem to be doing quite well.
Yeah,
I tried to go with sad chairs.
Yeah.
But it's taken.
You should do lost chairs. That'd be cute. Sappy. No. People like sappy.
Lost yeah. Chairs. No one's out there losing chairs though. People don't like go for walks with their chairs and then lose them.
It's going to leave my chair here.
That's not a thing. You wait here. Chair, well, and I'll be back for you.
A good drunk beach day. I think I've left a chair or two behind. Have you? Where didn't I bring a fucking chair and an umbrella with me? Also, where is my bikini top?
Oh, that would be a good page.
Yeah, that's happened.
Lost bikini tops.
Yeah.
How do you get home? Hey, speaking of lost bikini tops,
how do you get home?
I've been having those naked dreams again.
Have you?
Yeah, where I'm standing around without my pants on. I'm like around my employee, like my colleagues. I think it's because there's all this talk about going back to work.
Yes.
To be with people soon.
Yeah.
Probably sooner than later.
Yeah.
And so I'm having these like, I don't have my pants on type dreams. Yeah. Anxiety.
Yeah.
That's
a very vulnerable dream.
Yeah. It is. That's real vulnerability, not this fucking fake Instagram.
Fake shit.
All right. Thank you very much to all our Patreon patrons.
Yes.
For giving us the money every single month. You are so awesome.
You are awesome. We haven't done video in a minute. So we're going to do next week. We have a guest on and it's going to be our last show for the month of July.
That's right.
Because we're going on.
Well, month of July and first week of August, because I'm away actually that week. So for about 4 or 5 weeks anyway. So we will have.
Because JJ needs to extend his vacation.
Well, I'll be working that whole time. It's just my official vacation will be that week.
So we will have a video of next week too up for you. So you haven't seen us in a minute. I know. Yeah. Also, I just been looking like shit, to be honest. I've just been looking like shit. I don't want to be
pinker
seen.
And or browner and very nice today.
Thanks, JJ.
Don't get it twisted. And thank you to all the people who, by the way, if you would like to support us on Patreon, that'd be awesome. Totally don't have to, but we'd totally appreciate it if you did. Patreon.com/ Unfiltered JJM. That stands for JJ and Melanie. You can also subscribe on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere where you're able to subscribe, and DeanBlundell.com. Go ahead and do that. All that stuff, it really, really helps us. So we would really, really appreciate it. Comments we like, your emails we enjoy as well, your DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do the thing and tell a friend. Tell friends about us. That'd be
really great. That'd be really nice. Spread the news.
Yeah. The real news.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it's a good spot.
All right.
I was waiting for you to do your thing.
Oh, here it is.
I don't want to take over your thing. Oh, sorry.
I was just about to do it and you.
I know, but.
All right.
Now it's weird.
There's a. But for fuck's sakes.
Three, two.
There's a show.
That's a show.
Have a good one.